If the world is telling you to sit down, shut up, and give up on Jesus, this message is for you. Today, I'm reminding you that the God of perseverance and encouragement is fighting for your heart. You're not a quitter. You are not alone, and you are being sent into the public square with the power of the Holy Spirit. So lean in. This could be the reset your soul has been praying for. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. We are in our Strength for Unity series. And if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. It really does help us accomplish our goal. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your generosity. You are helping us lay a foundation so that FPIW and FPIW Action can be sustained for the years to come. So thank you so much for your generosity. What is our goal around here? It's to change our hearts so that we change the public square. And we do this by getting into the Word of God each and every day together. I don't know about you, but I have been enjoying our times together, studying God's Word, allowing His Word to wash over our hearts so that when I walk into the public square, I'm a changed individual. So today we're going to talk about the God of endurance and encouragement. Unity is a gift from God who supplies both endurance and encouragement. So here's our question for the day. Do I treat unity as something I manufacture or something God gives as I depend upon Him? So let's look at Romans chapter 15, verse 5, and we're going to read verse 6 because that's a whole sentence. All right, here we go. Now, may the God who gives perseverance and the God who gives encouragement grant you to be the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus. So let me read it how he exactly says. Now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus, so that with one accord you may have one voice, glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are going to look at the first part. May the God who gives perseverance and encouragement. Do you know what God's doing for you today? He is giving you perseverance. The world may be pushing and saying, give up, shut up, sit down, quit. But you are not a quitter. You are not going to be quiet. You are empowered by the Holy Spirit with perseverance. You are not going to deny Jesus Christ. Today is going to be a day of salvation, a day that you see the hand of Almighty God working in your heart and in your mind today. Today, you're going to rejoice and be faithful to the covenant relationship with Jesus Christ and maybe to your spouse. I don't know, whoever else you have a covenant relationship. You're going to persevere today. Today is going to be a day that God just comes in and says, I'm giving you perseverance. Not only perseverance, but God gives us encouragement as well. And so we are given by God the idea that we are people who are encouraged. I know I've struggled with discouragement many times in my life, even recently. And God reminds me, I am with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I have bought you with a price. You are brand new. I have seen this day. I am sovereign. All those things about God's word flows through my heart. And I go from discouragement to encouragement. I know some of us, we have long travel times and we're all alone in those times. And or we feel like we're all alone. God's with us. But we feel like we're all alone. And the enemy likes to come in and discourage us during those times. But God is the God of encouragement. So he's going to give you perseverance and encouragement and grant you to be of the same mind with one another. Let's go look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called. Woohoo! Can you imagine that? Walking in a manner worthy of the calling? Man, that's what we get to do today as we walk in. God's giving us perseverance. God's giving us encouragement. And so we're going to walk out that faithfulness today in the public square. You're not going to give up. You're not going to quit. You are going to keep glorifying the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And you do this with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love. Now, this tolerance is not an idea of the world's definition of tolerance, like, well, we're going to tolerate sin and coddle sin. This is tolerance saying, hey, we're all created slightly different. We all have different callings on our life. We all have different gifts in our lives, and we're going to make room, personalities, we're going to make room for each other. We're going to make room, and we're going to love each other diligently, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. I love that. So we are diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Think about how you can walk in that, just walking in unity today, not necessarily uniformity, but walking, being unified, because the Holy Spirit that dwells in you dwells in that other person who believes in Jesus Christ as well. All right, let's go over to John 17. And we're going to end at the 21st verse, but I want to bring you down. Starting in verse 13. But now I come to you, Jesus speaking, and these things I speak in the world so that you may have my joy made full in themselves. Today is a day that through perseverance and encouragement, Jesus Christ is making his joy full inside of you. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them. You are persevering and encouraging regardless of what the world is saying about you. The world has hated you. I do not ask you take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. Jesus Christ is sending you into that public square today, not to get you into a holy huddle, but that you will be kept from the evil one. You are salt and light as you go. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. This world is not ours. It's not. We're just ambassadors. We're sent on a mission from Almighty God. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. That's what we need to be, is set apart or sanctified in the word of God today. That's what we're doing, is we're reading the scriptures together. As you sent me, as Jesus speaking, as the Father sent Jesus into the world, I have sent them into the world. You are being sent into that public square, not to be bashful or quiet, but to be a resounding call of repentance that the kingdom of God is near. For their sake, I sanctify myself, that they themselves also may be sanctified in truth. God is a God of truth. He loves truth. He is truth. And so he asks you to be truthful today. I do not ask on behalf of those alone, but for those also who believe in me through their word. So are we believing in Jesus Christ through the word of John right here? Absolutely. So he's talking about us, that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. Take your rest in Jesus Christ today. Take your abode, like make it him your dwelling. You're in the Father and then in the Son, and they are in you. The Holy Spirit's in you. We serve one God, and he is in us through the power of the Holy Spirit. So what are we saying? God is giving you perseverance and encouragement today. Today is not a day to give up. Today is not a day to shut up. Today is not to sit down. It's to stand strong in the things of God, being sanctified in the word of God, which is the truth. We believe in Jesus Christ, the risen Savior. So here's some questions for you. Where is unity hardest right now? In your home, your church, or your workplace? How often do you pray specifically for God to give your church, your community, whatever it might be, one mind in Christ Jesus? And what personal attitude, either pride or bitterness or impatience, most threatens unity? And how can you surrender it to God? So when I look at that, I would say impatience is my biggest one, right? It can be easy to become impatient, and I've got to learn to wait upon God's sovereignty. If I can't trust him now, I don't know that I'll trust him later. So we want to trust in the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul, and to be washed by the word of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We do thank you that you go before us in all things, that you surround us in all things, that you encompass us behind and before and beside, to the right and to the left. And so, Lord, we just proclaim the name above all names, that you are sanctifying us in the truth. We proclaim the name of Jesus Christ, the risen Savior, the Holy One that has conquered sin and death. God, you are taking us to a place of perseverance and encouragement in the fullness of joy that dwells in Jesus Christ. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and grace. Help us to be people who stand in boldness and courage and truth today and not give in. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. Get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.